have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the world of boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Want to know what I got for Christmas? A crushed soul.
The season's upon us. It's that time of year.
This is the World of Boating. Gregor Firstmate, Barry the Boater, Mike the Mariner, rounding out the crew as we attempt to navigate the latest boating news and information and just have a festive time. That's what you do on your vessel as much as possible. Light it up with Christmas lights. Go participate in a Christmas light boat parade. Or just get out there and enjoy the water. It'll put you in a good mood just in time for the holiday. So, Mike the Mariner, you're planning to head out next week on a gas run, but do you have any festive activities planned at all when you're out and about? Or are you just going to go out and just being out on the water is going to put you in the Christmas spirit type of thing anyway?
Well, we're going to, we haven't decorated the boat yet because we've been doing some other things, but yeah. We'll probably put some lights. I've got some lights on the boat that I'll deploy for the trip. And so we'll do our own little, single boat parade up to the fuel station, up 20 miles downriver. And then during the holidays, around Christmas and between Christmas and New Year's, we're planning to take off for probably 3, 4, 5 days. And do a trip.
Do some holiday travel, water-wise. Sounds good. And Barry, when you go out on your little 17-foot Triumph next week to cruise down through the Everglades, you going to throw some lights on that thing, too, and try to look festive? Or are you going
to... For whom?
For you,
the
on
iguanas?
Your boat. Yeah.
No, well, for the gators. Any humans out there. Yeah, the gators.
And the pythons.
Right. And the pythons and the lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
You might cruise by the Island of Misfit Toys or something. I don't know. It could happen.
They might like lights, too. Iguanas made love lights.
Yeah, you don't do the lights just for yourself, Barry. It's about giving. That's the theme of the season.
I'm going to be giving my daughter a tour of the Everglades. We're going to head out there. Go down the canals. Hopefully, they not get lost. And I wonder, does CETO come out there and help you if something goes wrong?
Why are you thinking it will? You're just predicting that for yourself?
If anything can go wrong, it will.
Okay. So and you're trying to set up a self-fulfilling prophecy, it sounds like to me. No.
No. But remember, I haven't taken her out in a while. I did charge the battery. Yeah. I was thinking tomorrow I'm going to pull the boat out of the garage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put the engine in the test tank because I have this big water trough that I use now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run her for a little while, make sure she's running.
Well, right. But why don't you throw some Christmas lights on there or some blue, Hanukkah things or something to set your vessel apart from everything else on the water. Then if you do get stranded, who has those weird lights on his 17-foot Triumph.
No, well, no, because it'll more. End up being on your show and as a news item.
Oh, duh.
Yeah. No. We're just going to go out.
That's a terrible Santa line, by the way.
Ho, 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 ho.
No, you're supposed to. Ho, ho, ho. Come on. Get with the program, Barry. Ho.
Is that better?
All right. Yeah, but I mean, have you ever even thought about doing that? You go get some of those string lights. Just running them along the gunwale or something.
I was reading the advertisement for the big Winter Fest boat parade, and they actually look for people that are willing to volunteer and use their boats as some kind of guide or, I guess, directors.
Well, I mean, I don't think they got a size limit on the small side. You could do a 17-footer in that parade.
No, I'm not going to light up my little itty-bitty boat. That's a long day because I got to launch the boat. I got to get the boat where it needs to be. Then I got to put it back on the trailer and then trail it home that evening. What time does the boat show end?
Probably 10, kicks 10 off o'clock, around
let's
7.
Say 10.
7 I gotta to get, 9, 10, 7,
yes.
10 maybe.
So then I got to take the boat.
You're back before midnight. What are you complaining about?
I still want to wash the boat. I'm not going to let that engine sit overnight with salt water in it.
Okay. So what you're saying is you're going to be a Scrooge.
No, what I'm saying is I'd be happier just going on Jeff's boat.
Well, okay, and just being a participant.
And being a participant, or he used to take people out. You could actually go out there, and he would anchor the boat somewhere, and there would be food and festivities and drinking.
They still have that.
And
you can hobnob.
They still have that? That's the way to do it.
You get some hanger-ons. If you go to the staging area and just walk up and down the docks and strike up a conversation with someone, yeah, it's possible. Especially,
wait, you've done this before?
No, but I saw it happen. It helps. It helps if you qualify.
Look at the smile on his face,
Mike. Well, it helps if you qualify as high caliber boat fluff, if you know what I mean.
Or if you're
so Barry's gonna have a tougher time
boating
than most. but you know, you can participate. They even have stand up paddleboard groups, like clubs that participate in the boat parade there at Winterfest in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. I don't remember seeing people on
there's clubs
at night.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do. They'll create a small little chain or they're kind of almost like the Shriners, little cars and at a Thanksgiving Day parade. They have those like paddleboard kind of guys going and a few things in between some of the boats.
The Shriners could make something like that. I mean, you could make a little.
Well, you have the hat. Why don't you start? You got the watch.
This is not a Shriner's hat.
I know.
This
you can do
those round
Barry's watch cap.
There we go.
I don't know. You can do it, but canoes. I've seen canoes. They got the stand-up paddleboard folks going. They got little sailboats and things.
I can't believe they would do that at night. That, to me, would be too dangerous.
Well, not sailboats, but those little two-seater powerboat things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Small boats. Those can be the little, little fezzy hats that.
They have them. They do have them. I'm just saying, you have options, Barry, if you wanted to actually participate in the holidays. I'm trying to encourage you. You're there. And you're saying,
coming down.
Well, if I knew you were going to do that, maybe I'd be more inclined to avoid the area at all costs.
All costs. No, in that case, I'm not going to do it because I know you're going to have to come down and make an appearance.
Well, I don't know about that. We'll see.
Yeah, you know you have to.
Busy guy.
The DeMartini Hotel will be open for you. You know
that. I do have a hotel reservation on hold at the moment.
Yes.
There at the Gomez Hilton, I do. But I'm not sure if it's going to be in the cards this year just yet. Well, we will see. But we have that. And so other than you're going down to the Everglades, Barry. And other than that, any other festive boating plans for the holidays, or that's it at the moment?
I may, if Allie wants to go out, we may go out along the Etrecole. So I don't want to take her on any bumpy water. If you remember, she had surgery on her neck back in January.
Right.
And I never want to go through that of watching your daughter have this major surgery and have it done again.
Yeah.
So
that didn't happen because you took her out on your boat, though.
No, but you go out on if the water's a little rough.
Right.
You don't want to run hard on the boat.
It's not going to be comfy for her. I get it.
Right.
Thinking of your passengers.
But going out on the Everglades, that water's flat water.
Uh-huh.
You know,
other than
you run over an
alligator speed bumps or maybe a manatee. I don't know.
I don't think there are manatees out in that area.
The gators ate them all?
No, I just don't think there are manatees out in that area. I think they keep... I know some of the canals, they stay at the New River Canal. They're up there. They're near the power plants down in Biscayne Bay.
Right.
But I don't know if they go that far up into the Everglades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if... if you saw a gator, would you be wanting to avoid it at all costs? Or
no, I just don't want to hit it. I know I ran down one of those canals one time, and I know my skeg hit something.
Say it was a gator.
It didn't break it, but I assume it's a gator.
Hmm. Okay. Hmm. Well, that's probably not ideal for your boat or the gator. If it was iguana, all bets are off. He's like aiming for him.
Forget it. Turn them into chum.
Yeah. And I guess that could be an activity. I never thought that would be a holiday activity for the family. But Barry the boater appears to have turned that into a thing. So I don't know. Maybe you can report back after you... go snag some more iguanas for the holidays. Okay. All right?
Yep.
Okay. On that disturbing note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, whether it is sail or a motor,
life is better.
Life is better.
As a boater.
As a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Come back here, you barnacle-bitten swab.
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! TTFN. Ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.